You're going to feel like hell if you wake up someday and you never wrote the stuff that is tugging on the sleeves of your heart. Your stories, memories, visions, and songs. Your truth, your version of things, in your own voice. That's really all you have to offer us, and that's also why you were born. That's from Anne Lamott's 12 Truths from the Writing and Life.
Beth Laudriegel is the creative director of Women Writing for a Change, the Writing for a Change Foundation of Bloomington, Indiana. For 16 years, she's been dedicated to building safe and courageous spaces for women, girls, and all individuals to create and connect through the art of writing and deep listening. She's an award-winning songwriter, a lifelong writer, learner, social entrepreneur, mother, partner, and leader. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Beth, what poems have you brought for us today?
Another Country. Some days the drive through Northwest Ohio puts me in mind of stoic Norwegian fathers bent against a mythic sky. Dour Scotsmen hunched in barn coats at the bar, smelling, all of them, of peat and pickled cabbage. This land, not quite home, was good a place as any our ancestors thought to dig a row, is still another country to me. Unbright day, winter stiffens my knuckles at the wheel, the radio is busted, no tunes to break the dull hum of wheels, rain, the backsplash of impatient truckers, and snowbirds headed south. All of us cart Christmas away from wherever we just were, with January, February, March rolling out before us, the weight of whimsy and recent whatnot shifting over the miles. I think of how our mother rested in winter. She grew quiet, wrote letters, read fat books, burned candles in windows, and prayed for snow to keep us all under roof a while longer. Regrouping in the cluttered holiday aftermath, she'd say, "Let the lights burn low, children. Look into the dark, beyond the pain, where everything waits." I'd squint into the void, but only ever saw her reflected brightly behind me, deep in another country, twisting her hair, turning a page. Landing. Consider the soft snap as leaf separates from tree. What sound does landing make? One day, the wind just right tugs at the joint. A severed wing swirls on currents, then lands on mosses unbruised. Oh, to break with such grace, the golden body floating free, to touch a wordless ground. Dear daughter, you're breaking me. I said it only once when you were three, on fire with temper, throwing punches while flinging yourself into the other side of a door held closed with my body, as I slipped down the rabbit hole of despair some mothers know well, when the force of their love is not enough to save a child from their own nature. I hope you'll forgive that door, closed to protect us both, though your loneliness, like mine, springs in part, I suspect, from rooms we were sent to contemplate the least attractive aspects of our character, snuff fire and reboot for the better good of all. I wanted perfection once, to know all the right angles and raise you wiser, but found out soon enough, love is in the breakdown and recovery, distances in inches, all the fallible miles we travel from "I'm sorry" to "I think we'll be okay."
You've been listening to the poems of Beth Laudriegel on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey.